Hello, hello, hello again, everybody. How's everybody doing? This is Mike Smith, a.k.a. Flex of Mike, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent. This is Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life, which is health, wealth, love, and happiness. And today is a interesting day. I wanted to talk about the health aspect, but more specifically, I want to talk about diets. And I think I'm going to make this a three-part series where we focus on pretty much the three main diets that are out there, which is carb cycling, paleo, and keto. So today we're just going to focus on my favorite actual diet is carb cycling. And I'll explain in a moment why I actually like carb cycling. But before then, if you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, that's underscore flexup both on Instagram and Twitter, please follow my business partner at his personal page as Don underscore flex. That's on Instagram. Please follow us at our Facebook fan page. That's at flexup LLC. And also you can follow me at flexup Mike. That's both on Instagram and Twitter. Now, if you haven't had a chance to check out the other podcasts, please do so. They are, I believe, are a bit thought-provoking, knowledgeable. Nothing doesn't go really long. I think the longest that we got so far is about 27 minutes, which is pretty good. But this series is going to be a little quick. Nothing too crazy. Just going to get straight to the point so I can pretty much explain about the difference between the different diets. And, you know, what I recommend, I'll do that at the very, very end, what I recommend. But I just want to give some people some information just in case they don't understand the difference between the three diets. And we'll go from there. So, today we're going to focus on carb cycling. And I'm just going to give you a brief definition of what it is and why I actually like it. Carb cycling is a dietary approach in which you alternate carbs and intake on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. It's commonly used to lose fat, maintain physical performance while dieting, or you overcome a weight loss plateau. Some people actually adjust their carbs intake day to day, which I actually do myself, but I'll explain that in a moment. And while others actually do it a long period of time. In short, carb cycling aims to time carbohydrate intake to when it provides maximum benefit and exclude carbs when they're not needed. So let me just give you a few examples as to why people would actually carb cycle. So the first one is body composition. So some will actually reduce carbs during a diet and then add them when they're actually doing their muscle building stage. So for instance, you have a day that might be just your cardio day, so you'll have a low intake on carbohydrates, where you might do leg day and you know you're going to need the energy, so you have a higher carb day. Next example is for training and rest days. A popular approach, or this is kind of piggybacks on the previous actual tip. Popular approach is a higher carb intake on training days and a lower carb day on your rest days, or like a cardio day. Now, sometimes you have refeeds where you may go 2-3 days where you have high carbs, and then you may have 2-3 days where you have low carbs. When I competed in track and field, we would have a carb day on a previous day before we would work out, before the actual event. And that's just due to having the energy from the actual carbs that we consumed from the previous day. Now, also, it depends on the intensity. So, in essence, the harder you go when you can working out, the more carbs you're going to have to take. Now, this was the main reason why I actually did carb cycling. About maybe 3 years ago, when I was actually competing, when I was doing men's physique, one way, and the main reason actually got down to 191 when I was around maybe 220, maybe 230 when I was actually training, and then got to 191 when I was competing, is because of carb cycling. Now, I would do it about 13 to 14 weeks prior to the competition, just understanding how the body works and stuff. You need time for your body to adapt to the actual diet and the actual training that you do. And what I would do is high carb one day, medium carb the next day, low carb the next day. Then I'll go high carb, low carb, no carb. So I will go high carb. So I will get my carbohydrates from rice, sometimes meat, some veggies, things like that. Very, very high in rice. And I will actually do brown rice, and I will cook my rice. I'll pretty much make like stir fry rice. I would do that on my high carb day, my medium carb day. Low carb, I would reduce it down to maybe about a quarter of a cup of rice. And then no carb is when I don't eat no type of carbohydrates at all that day. And the funny thing about that, I would actually consume a considerable amount of food, but still be hungry. Because I don't have any carbs. The carbs is actually what actually fill you when you're actually training and stuff. So that would be my actual typical regimen when it comes to the carbohydrates and the carb cycling. And I actually prefer the carb cycling instead of the paleo and the keto, just due to you can actually maintain it a little bit longer than the paleo and the keto. And I'll, in the next couple podcasts, we'll actually go more into detail on what those actual diets are and why I actually prefer carb cycling over paleo and keto. So this one is actually a pretty short podcast. I wanted to go just straight to the point and not try to, I guess, go around in an beat around the bush per se, but I did want to break down each week. We'll focus on a specific diet. So today was carb cycling. In essence, you do the carb cycling to depending on what you're actually trying to do. So if you're trying to train for, let's say, if you're trying to compete in any type of sports or anything like that, you would do high carbs prior to an event. If you're trying to lose fat, what I would do is on your higher days, you would do more carbs, and you know, your low days, you would do almost either no carbs or no carbs. And the number one recommended carbohydrate I would actually use is rice. So if you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me via Instagram or Twitter. If you have any questions about the carbohydrates, if not, next week, the following week, we'll go over paleo, and then the following week we'll go over keto, and we'll conclude on that same podcast once we do the keto. So that's all I have to share for you today. Let's go ahead over to the book segment. Hey guys, if you have been tuning into the podcast, every week we read a segment from the current book that we are currently reading at the moment, which is Food, Your Miracle Medicine, How Food Can Prevent and Cure Over 100 Symptoms and Problems, based on more than 10,000 scientific studies, by Gene Carper. And today, this week, we are actually focusing on anti-stroke, so some diets and things that you can actually include into your diet which can prevent you from actually having a stroke. So today we'll be reading from page 104, and the read goes as follows. An anti-stroke prescription. It seems urgent and clear. If you are worried about a stroke, do the following five things. Eat lots of fruits and vegetables, five or more servings a day. Be sure to include carrots. Eat fish, especially fatty fish, at least three times a week. Watch your sodium intake, which is very important. You have the culprit, which is sugar. However, a considerable amount of sodium is very significant in regards to you actually having a stroke or any type of other ailments that would occur in your body. Don't drink alcohol excessively, no more than a drink or two. Consider drinking tea, especially green tea available in Asian markets, foods, specialty stores, and some large supermarkets. Remember, such actions could also curb neurological damage and lower your odds of dying if you do have a stroke. So that would be it for today in our segment. I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. Once again, this is Mike Smith, a.k.a. Flex Up Mike, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent. You're listening to Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life, which is health, wealth, love, and happiness. You can follow us at our main page at FlexUp. That's _ FlexUp, both on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow my personal page, FlexUp Mike. That's both on Instagram and Twitter. Please follow our fan page, which is on Facebook, which is FlexUp LLC. Also, please follow my business partner page, which is Don_Flex. That's Don_Flex. That's just on Instagram. Be on the lookout for some updates that we'll be having very soon. We'll be finishing up the actual website. It will be newly updated with new different products, a lot more women's apparel and things like that. So be on the lookout for that. I'll be making an announcement on the podcast very, very soon, which is very exciting. Thank you again for listening. The listens are going up and up every week, and extremely humbling, and it makes me just want to work that much harder. So thank you for listening. Look out for the next podcast next week. The next couple weeks are actually going to be pretty good. I'll announce what's going on in the next few weeks, so be on the lookout for that. So thank you again for listening to the podcast. You guys take care.